Well, we're grateful that you're here, and as I keep saying and keep saying, that we do these messages called the Youth Message, because we're trying real hard to stay in touch with our youth. It's a wonderful blessing to have so many youth in the church, but we're not able to see them in person right now, so we're hoping that these messages reach them, because we love them and we miss them. In the Gospel of Matthew this week, in chapter 22, verses 34 through 40, is what I'd like to share with you this morning. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees with his reply, they thought of a fresh question on their own. One of them, an expert in religious law, tried to trap him with this question. "Teacher, which is the most important commandment of the law of Moses?" Jesus replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. The second is equally as important. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the other commandments and all the other demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments." Amen to that. Well, we look at different things, and you know, one of the analogies that we make, and you know, which commandment is the greatest and all of that. You know, there's clocks, and clocks have two hands, right? So there's a big hand and there's a little hand. The big hand tells us the hour, and the little hand tells us the minutes. But when is the clock working? Do we know that there's 15 minutes before the hour, or can we see that's now 30 minutes after the hour, or a half an hour, or 1 hour? And, you know, a clock is great. But what happens if we took one of the hands off? Then we wouldn't know what time it is, right? Because it takes two hands to tell time, the little one and the big one. Both hands are important to the clock. But if one hand is on the three and there's not another hand, we really don't know that it means 15 minutes after the hour or some minutes past the hour. You see, both hands are important. Now, why do I say that? If you remember, we've been talking about Jesus and his love for us and how he taught. If you take that one of the hands off of the clock, it's worthless. You only have half of the ability to tell time. Well, as I read in the gospel story today, that's what Jesus told some of the fellows that were there. That there was two commandments. When they asked him, "What's the greatest commandment?" He said, "There's actually two." Now, that was very important because everything depended on them. One of the commandments is that you must love God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength. That was the commandment, and it's very, very important. But the other commandment, which is just as important, is to love your neighbor as yourself. Now, you can't love God without loving people, and you can't love people without loving God. You see, all the laws depend upon these two commandments. If you love God, you'll honor him. You will respect him. You will worship him. And if you love people like you love yourself, that's a wonderful thing, right? Because you will not cheat. You will not steal. You will not murder. You will not harm them in any way. That's what he's saying, because if you love yourself, you treat other people just like you love yourself, and you don't want to go off into all those crazy things. But people who love God also love people. The people who love God, they say that this is the first truth that Jesus taught. Now, you can't tell time with only one hand on the clock, and you can't have a religion with only one commandment. Amen? You must have two hands to tell time, and you must know both commandments to have a relationship with Christ and to have a religion, if you would. I don't like to use the word religion, although it's important. But more importantly, I like to say that we have a relationship with God through Christ. So you got God, you got Jesus, and there we are. We got two hands, and we can tell time all the time. You see, loving God and loving each other are the only way to have, if you want to use that term, religion. So the next time you look at a clock or you look at your watch and you see two hands, and if it doesn't have two hands, you can't tell time, right? If it only has one. Then you can think about loving God and loving people, and you'll know that it takes two to tango or two to have a relationship with God. What a joy it is. You know, when you're loving our neighbor and being a good person, that's wonderful attributes of the kind person. And God wants us to be kind. This is not what comes foremost, though, in being a Christian. Means that we believe in Christ, we believe in his teaching, and we also believe that he is the Son of God manifested in the flesh. So we pay attention to all these things in scriptures, especially all the teachings of Jesus, because he is God manifested in the flesh. Amen. Well, we got something coming up. This is also what we call Reformation Day. October 31st is when we celebrate it. And of course, we'll celebrate it in church. But you know what else October 31st is? They call it Halloween. Well, it's really All Hallows Eve. But my question is this, as you go about your daily life in the Halloween spirit, which will probably be different than years past. But my question is this, do you believe in ghosts? We're fascinated by ghosts as people, and no doubt you can share your own stories. It's interesting to know that in Monticello, here where Judy and I live, they have a ghost tour, and they gather a couple times during the weekend of Halloween, and they take people on tours like the Opera House. They say there's ghosts in the Opera House. I don't know. There's a lot of wonderful people that come to the Opera House and perform and sing. I don't know about ghosts. I've never seen one, but... You know, be careful on this particular Halloween season if you are going to be doing any so-called trick-or-treating. We just have to be safe out there. And that's all we're going to have to be able to do things is use our common sense and be safe. Well, just know that we love you, we miss you, and we hope and pray that we can get together again soon sometime.